Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchas Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Test, Chapter 4, Law 9. Mine Yerakos, if we're dealing with different types of vegetable plants, She'ein derech b'nei adam lizra mehem ela ma'at ma'at. People only generally plant very, very little bit of them. And since we're preparing very little, small, small quantities, we're going to have much greater leniencies. Kamosha Barney has already learned earlier in the first chapter of this law's halacha test. Oh. If you go back, it talks about different zar'one gina, if you recall. And there were some that you normally plant them lots of big fields, like flax and mustard seed. Those were called mine zroim. And then there's the type of zar'one gina that you only plant very little bit amounts, small amounts, like turnips, radishes, beets, onions, corianders, celery, endives, and they're called mine yerakos. So we're talking about this category now. We're going to be very lenient with them since we plant them in very small quantities, and they usually don't grow to make such big leaves. So mutar, so we're going to have much smaller spaces necessary than we've said in the other halachas, and much greater leniencies. Mutar lizroma, you may plant from them afilu chamisha minim besoch aruga achas shishisha tfachim al shisha tfachim. You could plant five different species in a 6 square amma area. So imagine your head, 6 boxes across, 6 boxes down, 36 boxes, one being a square tefach. Get that picture in your mind. When we turn the page, we may see some pictures. But that, so you can plant so up to 5 different species within of these particular type of species, since we only plant a small amount to begin with, and they probably don't have so many leaves, so that's how much you can squeeze in
so
over there.
So this is 24 inches like we're planting in, 24 square inches.
Well, we'll see.
Six by six.
No. In that area, it's not full. It's not full.
Okay.
You'll see when we turn the page exactly how much we're planting. For who and what are you going to do? Sheyizra arba minim ba'arba ruchos haruga. You're going to plant 4 species on the 4 corners, and the west side, east side, north side, south. We'll see how much we're going to do in a minute. And ba'arba ruchos haruga. I'm sorry. Sheyizra arba minim ba'arba ruchos haruga va'achos, and one in the middle. Now here's the key point. Vayarchik bein min v'min. You have to give a distance between each and every species. Kamo tefach umechza. 1.5 tefachim, because that is the amount where you begin to nurture from the ground. Even though the roots go deeper than that, the roots go 3 trachim b'am, but you only nurture from the top 1.5. So we're not worrying about that. So we're trying. You have to keep 1.5 tefach distance. Kidoshi yinkel nemezeh, so they don't nurture one from the other in the same spot. Aval yoser al chamisha minim, but more than five different species, lo yisra, you cannot plant. Afal pisha marchi beinem, even if you're going to leave a space in between. Lefisha minim harbi barugas, so if you're going to have a lot of different species in this 6x6 area, harehem kinituyim birbuvye, it looks like they're all planted in a great mishkababbled way. So now, I don't know about your book, but in my book, I've got a nice picture over here. And if you look at the picture here, you'll notice how we're able to manage all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting from the left side, we're going to take the upper left-hand side, and you get 3 spots. You leave an amma and 3.5 even. You go 3.5. You leave 1.5. Now, in the upper right-hand corner, you go down 3.5. Leave 1.5. Lower right-hand side, you go across 3.5, leave 1.5, and then on the bottom left side, you go up 3.5. So you've got 1.5 on each side. And the one in the middle, one complete one in the middle, will also have
1/4 of each.
Well, it'll be 1.5 away from any one of the 4 sides.
Exactly.
And that's, so you're going to have the 4 corners will have 3.5 square amas amount, while the middle one will only have 1 square amma. You're going to put any more than that, then it's going to be too close and look like it is all mixed in. Okay, that was fairly, with that picture, I don't know, did your ones have the same picture?
It's a little bit different.
Okay, there are different pictures. As a matter of fact, there are different in this other book. This book shows a picture that looks more like this.
Whoa.
Where you've got extremely large amounts. they're not coming across with the kitty corners.
Yeah.
Where's the fifth one?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Small amount. Very small amount in the middle.
I have this picture.
Well, some make things much more complicated. Okay. Anyway, look, this picture seems to be reasonable. All right. Now, Yud. Bamed, when do we say this? Baruga shi b'churva. This 6x6, which is in an otherwise desolate area. There's no other rows from other things next to it. Vein shom zera chutzolach. And there's no other plant growth next to it. Avol aruga ben arugas. But if this 6x6 is going to be between other 6x6 spots, then osulis brava chamishamin. You can't plant the five species because you're going to be hugging on the edges,
yeah.
And those edges are going to be too close to whatever else is after, beyond the edges. Shimizra bekol ruach merugas. If you're going to plant on every edge, ubekol ruach merugasos v'sea, and then you're going to plant on the other arugos next to that, yerah kol mu'urav, it's going to all look mixed up. However, there is a way out of this. But if you're going to bend
the leaves
that are on the edge, and you're bending them over each way, the opposite way, that it looks like it's separated, mutar, that's allowed. You're bending them over, I guess, so to show that they're not going further. And similarly, if you make a ditch ben kol aruga v'aruga between each and every one of them, that will be enough of a difference.
How deep does the ditch need to be?
Maybe one by one. That's what we've had before. I would imagine. Now, yud aleph. But what if you don't do that? What if you're not bending over? You're not putting a ditch. So the usher lisra chutz aruga below tel below natia. You can't plant beyond that corner without bending over or putting a ditch, afilu keneged akronos shel aruga, even in the corners of that row, she'ein bohem zer, where there's nothing there, even if there's nothing there, we'll see, I'll show you the pictures in a minute, zer, because they're afraid if we're going to let you do that, shema yizra arba saminim barba zovis aruga, you may plant all the whole row up, v'yizra aminim acherim chutz, so you're going to plant other species next to it, Keneged azovius, opposite the corners. Vinimtza komor, and everything looks like it is mixed up. Now, in my commentary, they're telling you one picture and then the other, and I think it makes more sense to reverse it. So if you look at this picture here, you're saying, let's say you want to plant like this, where you've got three on the west, on the east side, in the middle there, three on the west side, and you see it, right? And then you've got one on the north, one on the south, and one in the middle.
Right.
Okay, you got five. But the problem, and that should be good,
but
if you're planting something next to it, because it, you know, you've got differences in the corners. Let's say you put something in the corner over here, then you got a nice wide space over here. But what are you concerned? Once you're going to do that, a guy might take advantage and go right up the line.
Oh no!
It goes right up the line. That'll be too close to the others.
Oh.
So therefore, if there's other things there, we don't even allow this because we're afraid you're going to do that. And certainly, you couldn't do this, because that's already way too close to the other one. So you'd have to either have a empty ditch or you bend it over. Otherwise, with other things, you cannot do that. Okay, yud beis. Okay, now there's no pictures here, and I got to go to the other book. And it's a little bit trickier, because even my picture book is going, I guess, according to other opinions than the Rambam's psak. So we'll see how it'll go here. Okay, let's... One second. I hope this is going to work out here. One set, 2, 8. Okay. Ha'isa aruga shishal shishal. Let's say this aruga was 6x6. V'ha'ya lo gavul gavul tefach. But its boundary, it had a boundary made out of any material. That's one tefach high, v'rochav tefach, and one tefach wide, saviv all around it. This is this picture here. You see, it's a 6x6 on the inside. Then you got some kind of a wall or something, that the wall is one tefach high, one tefach wide, all around. And inside, you got a complete 6x6 area in here. So this wall is very helpful to protect it, you know, to show it's different than things on the other side. And
so
they're not
six
gonna get
tefachim by six?
Six tefachim? By six on the inside,
yeah.
But frankly, if you add the tefachah becomes almost 8 by 8.
Yeah.
But that's on the outside. But right. 6 by 6, right. It's exactly like the other pictures, but you got another tefach sticking out from all four sides, wide and up.
So how do you make one tefach, though?
Why not?
4 inches.
You know what it is? It's a big flower pot.
Sandbox. Look at those.
Sandbox.
Sandbox.
How much is 6? Let's do 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right? Look at that. It's a big planter box. And now you put a box with a tefach like this.
Yeah, it's one tefach.
And now you put it down next to another planter box. Yeah. Let's say. Whatever. So if you're having that, so that's very helpful. Then mutter lizra ba afilu shmona osar minim.
Whoa.
You may plant even 18. Now, it doesn't mean 18 inside the box.
No.
It means
no.
Outside the edges and inside the box. You can go up to 18 because you don't have the problems with the corners anymore because this thing is blocking it over here. So that's helpful. All right. So if even 18, how does that work? Shlosha al kol gvul. You have 3 on the outside of the box. On each one of the 4 directions, north, south, west, and east, 3, 3, 3 is 12. And then, v'shisha be'emtzen, 6 on the inside. That's interesting how you can pull off 6 as opposed to 5. V'yarchik, and you have to make a distance, ben kol min v'min, between each species must have a distance of tefach u'mechza, 1.5 tefachim. Okay.
How do you pull it off inside?
Now, this is where it's a little bit challenging here. So the only picture that comes remotely close to what we're looking for is the picture over here, which is a little bit, what can I do? It's not 100%. This pin's not exactly like the Rambam, but you see you got 3 ones. Here's the 6 by 6 and one little line. That's the tefach. Though it doesn't look, it's not like, what do you call it, to scale.
Right.
You follow? You see this little line here?
Yeah, I see it.
So he's saying you could have 3 up here, 3 over there, 3 over there, 3 over there. And then he puts them in this direction with here. And you're going to have to add a little more because this opinion says you only need a tefach. Here he's saying you need a tefach and a half, so I'm not exactly sure.
What about that other picture? Would that one go well with
this? I don't know. This is...
Because you got 3 on each side there. That's definitely 3 on each side.
You know, you got 3 on each side.
3, that's 9.
Yeah, well,
now,
maybe.
Now you got to play with the middle.
Yeah, okay, it could be, but I don't know how you get 6 here. That's not 6 different species. Here it's 6 different species. You see?
I would think you could do all 4 corners.
But it doesn't have that there. This is the picture.
I know.
This is the picture that matches. So I really can't figure out all the logistics here. You know, it's this is remember, this is on the Mishnais, it's not on the Rambam.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
this one could be saying you need a tefach. But according to Rambam, you'd have to leave a tefach and a half, so I guess things would have to be a little smaller. And I don't see how the Rambam all of a sudden shifts to have 6 here. From before we had 5.
So he uses that, but he uses that diagram. That's a tefach and a half between each one and between the middle one.
That's
so that would
not
work.
Not really, because there's only 1 tefach in between here.
Nice.
And 1 tefach here and 1 tefach here. And there's also 1 tefach.
So if he makes it a small, little bit smaller,
I guess
you can do
to be
it.
Smaller.
Just a little bit, make it a little bit
smaller.
And then you can get 6.
Like the Rambam, you'd have to make it smaller.
Yeah, a little bit smaller, they get 6.
But not a turnip.
But now, that's the next line. One second.
Don't turn it.
V'lo yizra rosh alefa, but you can't put turnips in here.
V'sochai
hagvul in the boundaries, because they have very big leaves. And shemi amalei, they may fill up the entire box. And yosel, they have more than 18. Lo yizra, you cannot plant. Yeah, question?
We said a lot of this was because of Mari dying. What are people going to say?
Mm-hmm.
It's so complicated. What are people are going to... Like, what are they going to...
It's going to look very separated. Less than that, they start... There's 2 issues here. They're separating.
The
you're going to see at the end. They're separating, and you also there's 2 issues, Mark. Separating the people. What do they say? And we don't want them to be close enough that they are nurturing together from the same amount of earth. That's why we need that tefach and a half. Forget about what people are going to say. If it's less than a tefach, even if people say, "Oh, it looks separate," but they're going to nurture together. So that's where you have to combine both things. That's what Ram's going to say at the end of this chapter. Okay. 13 and 14 have no pictures. V'asr lizroa baruga mine zroim. You may plant in one of these 6 by 6 areas.
Is it v'asr lizroa?
13 v'asr is not the first
but you
word.
You said you may plant.
I thought I said Vosser. Okay, thank
you. You said Vosser, but then you said you may
okay,
plant.
You may not plant. Okay, I'm sorry. Vosser, you may not plant. Baruga. One of these aruga, mina Yisroim, types of plants where you plant a lot of beinyans in this area. You know, we're talking about Zroim now. We're not talking about, what did we start off with? Urakas. I'm about Zroim now, seeds that are not little small ones. They're ones that you plant, they're bigger and they plant more of them. Because that looks like kilayim of amina yarukas, but these types of vegetables, since we want to plant a little bit, now is when the Rama finally says it. Since we plant very little bit, so all these numbers don't apply to other types of seeds because they don't plant a little of that. Yudal gvul shahaya gavoa tefach. You have a boundary that is a tefach high, as we already mentioned before. Vizarbo mini harbin, you planted many seeds, commercial barn, as we explained before, but now something interesting happened. That border, you know that border that was one that was high? After you planted, that border began to shrink. Oh. Right? Vinismite, mitefach, after you planted it, and everything was kosher, the border, whatever the border was, slipped down. So after the fact, kosher, it's okay. But Shahaya kosher mit chaloso, since it was kosher at the beginning, okay, then we're okay. But from and there, in the beginning, since there was a break, there's no maris ayin. But next year you couldn't do that because you'd have to fix that up. Okay, tesvav really is very simple, but it's worded so hard. It took me so long to figure it out. But once I figured it out, I said, "Wow, it's so simple."
Oh.
So what he's going to say now is the most extreme leniency possible. And the leniency occurs now when instead of planting like in squares, in the square, you plant a circle. Ooh. In other words, you got a square tefach. But instead of planting the full square tefach, you plant within a contrived circle and you're leaving little arcs in the four corners of that square. Okay, so he's going to show you the maximum amount you can put into one of these 36 square amma things. And let me show you the picture first. And once you get the picture, I don't know if you have a picture, right? There was no picture in this book. I just had to keep thinking and thinking and thinking until I figured it out, I think. But look at the picture. It's very simple. Here is the boxes. You have 36 boxes. What we're going to put is 9 circles, where each circle is in the four box.
Right.
You see there's 4 boxes on the top row here, and another three set of 4 boxes, another set of 4 boxes. You see what was going on over here? And you're planting a circle's worth, 3 circles next to each other, 3 circles next to each other, and 3 circles next to each other. Now what's in between all those arcs?
Yes.
In between. Follow?
Yep.
Now you're getting maximum planting use. And the idea being, because it looks like they're planted separately. All right, that's the main point he's saying here. Now, it's going to say a lot of words to say this, but I believe this is the pshat. Let's see if I'm right. If you want to fill up your entire garden here, or as much as possible, with mini yarukas around, with different types of vegetables, and you don't want to put much space, you want the minimal amount of space between them, then osa kol hagina arugas murbos, make the entire garden as if they're quarters, squares, right? Afilu shishos, even 6 times 6 squares, 36 square amas, right? Vosa b'chol aruga, and you can make in every aruga chamisha agulim. This is what throws you off here. 5 circles. I'm thinking all day, 5 circles, 5 circles. Well, he's in the middle, you see. Just hang on. Arba bar baruch haseh, 4 on the 4 directions, which means 1 over here, 2, 3, 4. That's the one he's referring to. Okay. You'll see what he means. That's what he means. And then vechavemsa, 1 in the middle. All right?
That's 5.
But that's 5. He's not done yet. And then, where am I now? Vizorea min b'chol eagle. You plant a species in every circle. Vizorea arba min b'chol. Now you plant 4 more in addition to the 5. And where are they going to go? Barber, Caruso, in the 4 corners. So why didn't he just say 3 rows of 3? Would have been a simpler way to say it. You see how the Rambam worded it? He's wording, okay, first start with 4. 4 puts it at the edge of the middle of every direction. and then one in the middle, and then four in the corners. So, like, that was making me crazy. Five, he says five, and then one, and then four, you know, four, and one, and four. What's going on? If we just said three, 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 you follow what's going on over it. That's what Ram is saying. Now, Nimtzu comes out, Tisha, meaning you have nine different species, Bechol Aruga, in every 36 square tract over here. And they look to be separated one from each other. And what are you losing out? What's empty? Ella, but, Masha, Benigun, what's between the circles, those arcs? Bilvat, Shumanichor, he leaves that empty. And why do you have to do that? So that the circles look as distinct, Minakronos, from the corners, Umivdon, they're separating one from each other. Now, let's say he wants to go further. Let's say he doesn't want to waste the arc space.
Boy.
What could he do? He could do something else. What if he doesn't want to waste 1 inch of this field? He could do it. Now, we're going to keep this picture. What's going to happen is you're going to plant exactly like this picture. You're going to plant the nine species in the nine circles, and in the space in between, you're going to plant another species. But here's the difference. Let's say, now you've got to plant, even in a circle, you're planting in, there are rows in the circle.
Right.
Now, either rows are going vertical or horizontal, right? So he's going to say, if the circles were planted with rows that are vertical, then the gaps in between go horizontal. Or if the circles were horizontal, go vertical. Because you're going to see a circle where it's all going across, mm-hmm. and then the gaps are going up and down.
Yes.
So that's going to look also different. That's what he's saying. Again, if the circles were going shesi, that's one direction. I think that's a cross. I'm not sure which one's shesi or if one's up, down, you know, vertical. Okay, so ram, mashbim, erev. Then the ones in between go horizontal. We have shurim erev, and the circles were planted horizontal. So ram, mashbim, the same shesi. Then the ones in between is done vertical. Kidei shi'eirou moved all them. So they should look like they're separate. So, but this is only by these types of plants. Where we know we plant so, because a person knows, an onlooker says, oh, they only plant very little of this. So, you know, even if they would get mixed up, but it wasn't a lot. But if it's something that you usually plant a lot, then I think he purposely mixed them all up. What? It's not
good?
It's
a little different picture. Because I don't know if the, because in English it says ellipse, not circles. And he shows it as a.
All right, that's way too confusing.
Idea, yeah.
Okay, anyway, I think this is simpler. Okay, Tess Zion gives you the final results. Mikol Elo Advarim, from all these things, Nizbar Alach, it's been explained to you, Shibizman Shiesh Bein Shnei Aminim, if we have between any two species, overall final rule, Harchok Harulam, if there's a distance that's befitting them, why? Either, Kidei Shoyin Kosem is that they're not going to nurture one from another, Ein Choshishin Lamarasayin, we're not going to worry about Marasayin, Kemosh B'Arna, as we explained, and if they are separated one from each other, they we're not worried about nurturing. I feel him even if they are one next to another, which is very fascinating. If you think about that, if he says if they're distant enough so that they wouldn't nurture, they don't care what people will think. They're not going to think anything. But really, it comes out that even if they're close enough, I don't, you know, you didn't
so
have in
it,
mind.
This, because they be close, right
but
here,
you don't
touching.
Have in mind. I think part right. of that is you don't have in mind. Remember, if you don't have in mind, and that it clearly shows that you're that it you're looks separate. Like you want them separated. Or if you've been in a way that they're not nurturing. Once they're not nurturing, then obviously there's going to be no Mars ion. But even if they could, in other words, you've done things to make it that's clearly not nurturing, there's no marasayin. Or if somebody says it's clearly separated, even if they would be nurturing, we're not worried about it. Remember, at the end of the day, if you plant them separately and you don't really want them to be together,
it's not,
that's okay.
You know,
they're going to get mixed up. That's not the, there's no isser.
The herbs, it's, people do that. They want a little bit and they don't want
right. them. So, but people, what are they going to, so people aren't going to say anything if, they're not going to say anything if you know you've separated that they could never even connect. And even if they could, but if it looks the way it's shaped and that it's not, that they're planted for separate purposes, then that's okay as well, as we've explained. These four chapters are the end of the regular laws of Kilayim. Tomorrow we begin Kilai Kerem for the next four chapters.
The vineyards.
So good place to stop.
The vineyards.